This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, we have a poo-poo problem at our house, or in our neighborhood. We have a big poo-poo problem. You know, I'm looking at this story about the geese. You guys heard about this in New York? Apparently, residents in the Long Island Vision of Brightwaters are, I guess, divided. Hopefully not like Civil War type divided, about what to do about droppings from Canadian geese. I'm sure it could get pretty ugly over poo-poo. There's a mayor, Mayor John Valdini, says village officials, yeah, the Long Island Village. Yeah, I didn't know we still have little villages. I like the idea of village. You know, yeah, I live in the village. You know, kind of like, you know, New York does that. They're like, I live on the island. I live in the city. I live in the village. They could do that. They're New Yorkers. They could do whatever. No one's going to mess with them. I'm not going to, you would say you want to live in a village. We're talking remote, you know, fine. If that's, fine. I'm with you. And I mean, I guess Long Island is an island and it's long. So they're not going to say, I live on Long Island, like I live on the island. Well, there's also Staten Island. There's Ellis Island. But I guess we're talking about Long Island. I get it. So anyway, Mayor John Valdini said village officials have received complaints about calling their city a village, about excessive amounts of goose droppings on residential streets, but also concerns from residents who want to protect the birds. Yeah, you know, I find that very fascinating that we are humans. And we love animals. Yet when it comes to poo-poo, we want the sucker killed. I mean, have you guys ever, you know, do you ever, you get mad. There's poo-poo on my car. I wish that bird didn't exist. I have a dog, he's old, and he is going poo-poo in the house all the time. I don't understand why old animals have to have to potty all over the house. I mean, he's lived in our house for years. He understands the bark to go outside. Yeah, you know, he goes bark, and then I go, do you have to go poo-poo? And then he goes, woof! I'm like, okay, let's go poo-poo! Yay, Diane, let's go poo-poo! Then I do a song. Then I open the door. Then he does his poo-poo. Then he comes back, and he barks to be let back in. Woof! And I go, did you go poo-poo? He goes, yeah, da-da. Then I do the happy dance, and he went poo-poo outside. Then I bring him again. I mean, we've been doing this for years. All of a sudden, he gets old, and he forgets how to go poo-poo, really? Yet, no, it's not dementia, he's not sick. No, because I tell you what, if I whisper the word treat, right, for doggy treat or a piece of steak, and I go, treat. This dog will be in full gallop across the house, in position, standing at attention, exactly where he's supposed to be. Yet when it comes to poo-poo, he plays dumb. Really? Really? Yeah, and I've even caught myself going, you know, when do we put him down? I don't want to put the dog down, but he's obviously very old. He obviously, you know, is not comfortable. And enough to walk. He probably doesn't like to walk. I've asked the vet, you know, do we have like a wheelchair type thing for him? You know, what do we do? You know, he's like, here, you can give him these, but they're not really painkillers, which is a story I got to bring up. Apparently, this is really sick. We got people out there hurting their pets to get painkillers. I got to tell you guys about that after the break. That's some scary stuff. But anyway, so, we love this dog, and the dog could probably go on for another few years. But we have to lift a poo-poo-covered tushy out of the house. It's you know. But I got to tell you, man, treat full gallop. So, dog's healthy. I'm not ready to put him down, but I don't know what to do about the poo-poo. But I am going to admit that I do not like the animal after he does poo-poo. Poo-poo house, that is. Poo-poo house. So, anyway, Let's see what these geese are doing. Valdini said there's very separate camps people are in. I'm trying to get the best of both sides by getting informed because geese, looks like, can create up to 3 pounds of fecal matter a day. Have you guys ever weighed how much fecal matter you guys do? Lord have mercy. I would probably say kilos. I mean, I'd be surprised, especially after you eat at the buffet. Brightwater's resident Peter Ressing told Newsday that his house and boat get covered by droppings and that he was concerned about the possible transmission of disease. He says you can't step out without stepping on fecal matter. It is a problem and something needs to be done. Now another, you guys are New Yorkers, you got this. Another Brightwater's resident, Jonathan Landon, said the geese were part of the area habitat that needs to be protected. He said we cannot really make any sort of decisions based on one aberrant year in which we had many successful breeding pairs. So is that what they do? I don't know much. Any of you geeseologists out there, do geese breed and then potty? Or are they saying they've had successful geese breeding, so now there's all these baby geese going poo-poo? I don't know. So Canadian geese are legally protected at federal and state levels because they're Canadian. You know, we don't want to mess with the Canadians. Yeah, I know everybody thinks Canadians are nice, but honestly, think about it. Canadians, they have the upper footing, right? They're north of us. You don't want to mess with the Canadians because all they have to do is go down. Yet Americans, if we ever had to fight Canadians, we'd have to go up. And then there's like a Niagara Falls in the middle of it all. I don't think it's that easy. Again, if these geese are coming from Canada and they're pooping all over us, okay, as long as Trump doesn't get any wind, right, about it, I think we're going to like let it slide because, you know, they're the Canadians. And I don't have any geese poop where I live, you know. So according to Kelly Hamilton, she says this is not a problem specific to the village of Brightwaters. Uh-oh. So that means I could be affected by geese poop. What is generally suggested tactics for homeowners is to try to alleviate the problem on their own property. So what are they talking about? BB guns? We have super soakers. So what we do to get rid of the pigeons is we'll take our super soaker and we'll spray above the pool and it kind of splatters all over the place. And then the birds are like, okay, there's too much water over there. We're going to go bye-bye. So that's what we do. We have super soakers. I don't like to spray the super soaker at the bird because I don't know what to do with the bird that drops and dies. I don't like to hunt bird. But there's a lot of things you could do, I guess. Okay, but remember, please don't mess with the Canadians. Otherwise, we don't get anywhere Canada Dry or maple syrup. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So our hearts and prayers are with Aretha Franklin. We are being told that she is gravely ill. The Queen of Soul is 76 years old and has been allegedly battling cancer. The family and friends in her circle have been warned to prepare themselves, according to TMZ, because she is, quote-unquote, dying, down to 86 pounds. And the multi-Grammy Award winner, I mean, we have been... I mean, touched by her for decades, and there had been a lot of rumors about her having cancer before, and, you know, she shot those down, and I mean, she has so much spunk, and, you know, she would not let the media mess with her. And I was so impressed by that. You know, she demanded respect and she got it. And so when it came to, you know, people saying, oh, she had pancreatic cancer, she's like, where did they get that? So, but it has been disclosed that it is cancer, especially with the significant amount of weight loss that unfortunately she has endured. And so we're praying for her and we hope she can overcome. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, we need to talk about this. You know, ladies, we can't have it both ways. And I think we need to, this is probably not going to be a very, very popular subject, but I think there's some things that need to be said here, okay? Apparently, there's a mom being reported in the news who was breastfeeding her four-year-old. And people called it gross and disturbing. And I guess people are being breastfed shamed. And I don't have a problem with people breastfeeding until they're four or five. I mean, that's kind of how it used to be done in caveman days. You know, that's how children would get their milk, etc. And so I urge women to breastfeed. I urge kids to breastfeed. If they are not getting certain nutrients, you know, yes, we will see in, you know, multiple regions of the world that kids will still breastfeed even when they're older. But, you know, we find, you know, after a couple years old, you know, if they're imbibing the vitamins and the necessary nutrients they need, you know, they don't necessarily have to be breastfeeding after that age. But if moms want to do it, I'm fine with it. But that's not the topic I want to bring up. What I want to bring up is this whole idea of feeling shamed when you feed your kids and you breastfeed them, okay? And this is why I think women need to be careful about trying to have it both ways. Women don't like it when guys are like, oh, gosh, gross, you're breastfeeding, okay? They're saying that because we mandated it as such. When a man sees a woman whose breast is out there in the open and he doesn't want to look like he's ugly, to appear that he is not anywhere near there, okay, yes, they're going to make a comment so that it protects them. I don't blame a guy for saying that. I don't blame a guy for saying, oh, no, you're breastfeeding. Really, do you have to do that here? Because if he says that, that pretty much protects him from anybody accusing him of ugly you or being a creep or whatever. And so guys would much rather, if they're caught between, you know, a rock and a hard place, go the jerk route than the being accused of being creepy route. So when I hear a man go, oh, no, she's breastfeeding, that to me is it's a protective mechanism, and I don't mind it. Because I think majority of the time, you know, it's not that he is anti-breastfeeding. What I think he's anti is men being accused of being creepy when they're not. Now, watching breastfeeding, does that gross people out? It does. It does. And again, women, this is, you can't play it both ways. You can't expect your husband to want to watch you breastfeeding his baby when just a day before he was using your breasts as toys, okay? When a man sees somebody breastfeed a baby, he feels kind of guilty for what he's done with breasts. And so it isn't something that guys want to watch. Yeah, when I would, you know, feed my kids, I'm like, oh, do you want to stay with me? He's like, my husband's like, no, it's okay, I'm out of here, it's fine, do what you got to do. And I understood it, I got it. It's because, he's like, no, you know, I look at your breasts as something different. Or maybe he just didn't want to look at my shoes anymore. I don't know, right? So, you know, I get very frustrated at women being hypocritical. Now, this particular woman, no, she wants to breastfeed her kid. Kid's 4 years old. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. And if she wants to do it in public, okay, that's fine, too. Women who want to breastfeed in public, that's fine. But you cannot then be the same woman that goes, oh, he's looking at me. You either keep them covered or you don't. And if you don't complain. You see what I mean? I was really fed up with the whole ogling thing and guys grabbing my boobs or whatever. So I just chose when it was breastfeeding to be more private about it. Now, I'm not saying everybody should. You got to feed your kid, you feed your kid. Your kid comes first. If you're in the middle of a movie theater, if you're in the middle of a store, you feed your kid. The kid needs to eat, the kid needs to eat. But, you know, if you can, you know, not force people to fall all over each other to try not to look, you know, like having one of those, like I had those little capes. Those capes are great. I was able to breastfeed in class. We were doing morning reports. I was able to have the baby there, breastfeed. The only problem is you made sounds. We talked about this. I hate the sounds that babies make. Like, sorry, didn't mean for that to be loud, because I know that just put people on edge. But nobody had to look at it, you know? So anybody, and then people could look and talk to me without feeling like, oh my gosh, you're going to be accused of looking at her breasts. No, because it was covered. It was this cape, the baby was fine, the baby was breathing, baby ate, morning report was done, everybody was happy, we were good. So, what's then the best way to handle it? You know, should we have breastfeeding rooms? Well, apparently, I think under the Obamacare law, all medical offices or any office has to have an area where a woman could go and breastfeed in privacy. Yes, that I think costs extra money for the employer and square footage, etc. But I think that solves a lot of problems. She gets privacy. She gets, because a baby doesn't want to eat in the middle of Grand Central Station. The baby wants a quiet time. You know? He's feeding. Let him have his quiet time. So I like the idea of it being in private. I don't like the idea of a woman having to do it in the bathroom. I can't stand that, because me, if I have to use a potty, and there's only two bathrooms, and a woman is sitting there for 15, 20 minutes, and the other one's breastfeeding, all right, where do I go potty? So I don't think breastfeeding should be done in the ladies' bathroom if there's another place that we could offer it. So I think that's where we have to go. This way, somebody doesn't have to be in public. Guys don't have to feel like they're being, you know, accused. Baby gets quiet time. And I guess that's how we have to solve it. It just kind of blows my mind that here we are in the year 2018, and we don't have this down yet, really? I mean, we've been breastfeeding since the dawn of time, and we're still having issues. There's still controversy. It makes no sense. So, breast milk. You know, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that breastfeeding for about the 6 months of the baby's life, first 6 months, then followed in combination with the introduction of complementary foods until at least 12 months of age. And then, they say, continue breastfeeding for as long as mutually desired by mother and baby. So what that means is a baby is, you know, trying to get ready for high school. And, yeah, like my son, you know, went to school today. And he does not want to be breastfed. That means, that means you don't force it. But if baby still wants it, and if mom still wants to do it and they're good, and the kid's five, the American Academy of Pediatrics is fine with that. Is it too much? Is it hurting the baby? This is my thing in terms of them already being 5-6 years old. One is, a 5-6 year old needs to learn where to get their nutrients. Mom is not always going to be around. So they do need to learn. It's about vegetables, it's about fruit, it's about grains, you need to get that. The other thing too is, where there could be risk is if mom drinks. What if mom didn't eat healthy? You know, is that going to, you know, the breast milk is so valuable in the early stages of life because of all the antibodies. But then baby needs to start making his own antibodies. You know, baby needs to figure out his own diet. Baby cannot always rely on mom. So, that's something to think about when we older breastfeed our baby. And again, high school, it's really hard to get the girl if, you know, you're breastfeeding still. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as we learn the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts is out of a job. Peter Strzok's lawyer says Strzok was fired on Friday. He had helped lead the special investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election until his anti-Trump tweets were discovered. Omarosa Manigault-Newman on the attack, releasing a recording of a phone conversation she has with President Trump shortly after she was fired as a White House aide.
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it.
Then she says this on NBC this morning.
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
She was referring to Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump tweets this morning, "Wacky Omarosa, she never made it, never will." This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, okay, I just want to talk a little bit about politics. So, you guys have seen what's been going on with this whole Omarosa thing. Okay, Omarosa, I don't know much about. Except, I remember watching that episode on The Apprentice. And Omarosa was very, very smart. Very creative. Very bright. Very intelligent. But there was always drama. Now, when I watched it, I was like, okay, wait a second. She knows the show. She wants to be a star. So either A, she is the, you know, drama, you know, bad guy that they were trying to make her out to be on the show, or B, she is brilliant when it comes to, you know, PR, and she is trying to make a name for herself because she's got the bug. Okay? Either way, that doesn't bode well as a future employee. So when Donald Trump hired Omarosa, my first thought was, I didn't know they were friends, and maybe this is a PR stunt, because she's either full of drama, like she portrayed on the show, and you don't need drama in the White House, you know, you have a commander-in-chief, you need people to follow form, trust me, they don't want any more drama, right? Or B, it's a PR stunt, where there's going to be antics between the two, and that's going to be a distraction and allow Trump to get the work he wants to get done. Because I told you, these tweets that Donald Trump is doing, I wouldn't put it past him if it is a strategy. I don't think he just tweets inappropriately, willy-nilly, and nobody sits there and goes, oh, somebody take Donald Trump's phone away. I think he has certain tweets that he drops for the media sharks to go after. This way, he could get some other work done, and it doesn't get ridiculed in the media. So, no surprise here, Omarosa gets fired. All right, so she gets fired. All right, so, is this all part of the plan? But then we're being told that she was audio taping phone calls. She taped calls with Trump. She taped calls, I believe, with Kelly, John Kelly. She was fired by the White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, and I guess there was an audio recording. And so we start to go either A, this whole, you know, White House thing is really kind of losing their grip, or again, is this all a PR stunt? So we have another tweet from Trump calling her Wacky Omarosa. He goes, Wacky Omarosa got fired 3 times on The Apprentice, now got fired for the last time. She never made it, never will. He said she begged me for a job, tears in her eyes, and said, okay. People in the White House hated her. She was vicious, but not smart. Trump suggests that most of the drama that followed Omarosa went on underneath the Oval Office's high-powered radar. He said, I would rarely see her, but heard real bad things. Nasty to people, would constantly miss meetings and work. Ultimately, the president said, he considered Omarosa a booster and wanted her to stay in the job conducting outreach to black communities. Apparently, John Kelly had objected. General Kelly came on board and he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told her to try working it out if possible because she only said great things about me until she got fired. So, for those of you who are managers and who are employers, you really need to look at the personality of somebody you're hiring. And I got to tell you, we talk a lot about work and work relationships and people who are bad apples or drama kings or drama queens or whatever. And in order for you to do a good interview and pick the right person for the job, sometimes it is not about their actual skill, but it's about their personality. Now, I don't know what the White House is like, but I've worked in other places where people are going to be jealous of you. People are going to gun for you. People are going to be threatened by you. And so people will try to, you know, ruin your job. It happens. And we've talked about how not to be a threat, but sometimes you're just going to be a threat. You know, if you're good looking, if you have a way with people, if you do a good job, if you do a job and you don't blow things off and play solitaire at your desk, you're not going to please everybody. Somebody's going to gun for you. And you have to hope that whoever is on top, whoever is the leader, identifies, okay, this isn't somebody who's lazy. Now, what do you need as a boss? Well, you need a few things. One is you need somebody who's not lazy. You need somebody that can bust their butt, okay? Then Omarosa, she looked like she wasn't lazy. Two, you need somebody that you could trust, that you don't think is going to sit there and try to audio tape your conversations or is going to, you know, tell your boss lies about you. That's tough. Or tell others lies. And if you pick up on that, I don't care how good an analyst they are, how good they are in marketing, how good they are in outreach, no. Then you have some people that just like fights. They just like picking fights. And they thrive on that. That's their caffeine in the morning. So you need to do a good reference. A reference check. Now, getting reference checks are tricky. So you'd think it's that easy. You could just call a previous employer and go, what was it like to work with him or what was it like to work with her? The problem is if they're paying her unemployment or his unemployment, they may be very quick to say, hire him. I told you I had a nurse. And she had phenomenal references. And she, within weeks, was stealing the Valium out of the stat kit, always trying to order narcotics in our office. And I'm like, I don't get this. Why did you get good references? Well, I remember one of the references I called and one the manager called. And one of the references I called, I said, hi, you know, I have a nurse that's been asking for a job. I need a reference. Can I speak to your manager? And the person goes, can you hold on? So I hold on. She comes back and says, hire her. You will love her. Hire her. I go, well, you know, can I talk to so-and-so? No. That's what he said. He said to tell you to hire her. She is awesome. I'm like, okay. And I heard the man in the background say she should hire her. Well, and that's because they're paying her unemployment. So, you know, you could really be stuck. Now, the big problem a lot of companies have is they have somebody that's toxic. Okay, where they're lazy, and they frustrate other people, and then their laziness spreads like a virus, or they're passive-aggressive, or they don't do their job, or you do a job, and then they take your job, and they change everything you've done, so you've done all this work for nothing. There's so much BS that happens. You need to get rid of that person early, because don't think, oh, wait a second, they're going to make a lot of noise and they're going to have us. Because the longer you keep that person, the more they have on you. If you don't trust that person, there's a chance they're audio taping the whole time. And, you know, keep in mind, there is always that potential for you to be taped. Always. You know, I had patients come in, and they even asked, do you mind if I tape this so my husband or wife could hear? I'm like, sure. I didn't mind getting taped. Now, for many medical providers, that's a nail in the coffin. When it comes to lawsuit, you see, you said this. You see, I have nothing to hide. Go ahead. Tape me. I don't care. You know? So what? I cuss. I say you need to lose weight. I was like, what? You didn't take your blood pressure medicine? What? That's how I talk. Really? There's no surprise there. But, you know, I don't think Donald Trump is that dumb. You know, to hire a drama queen, unless this is all for PR. It'll be interesting to see. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few months ago, there was a survey, and veterinarians had found they saw an increase in pet owners claiming their pet was injured so they could get pet medicine. And in some rare cases, they felt that the owners were actually hurting their pet to get the pain medications. Colorado veterinarians tell Denver 7 that they are recognizing signs of abuse in pet owners who bring in their injured dogs and cats. They say it probably happens more than we think, according to Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald. They say patients are faking that their pet is injured. He says, I know of two cases where we really knew it was happening. He said he could pick up on red flags of pet owners who may be seeking drugs for themselves rather than relief for their animals. They come in if you've never seen them before. They know the names of the drugs that they want. Oftentimes they want to know the amount, a large amount, more than you would use. Okay, because, I mean, a pet is what? Like, I have a 10-pound cat, I think. Yeah, he's got big tushy. Yeah, he's got big tushy. Hey, Shakeaboo. Shakeaboo's got big tushy. He's 10 pounds. It's okay. Oh, he grumpy. Don't say he's got big tushy because he's grumpy. Anyway. No, he's probably less than 10 pounds. Starting to get older, so he's, you know, losing some cartilage. So, you know, my guess is that he may be losing a little bit of weight, but boy, does he eat. Anyway, so these are people that come in. You've never seen them before. And then, you know, they're asking for something for a 180-pound man. You know, if their pet is 10, 15, really? Dr. Kathy Brown, my guess is they'll probably bring in a big dog. Say, okay, well, I need this medicine for the big dog. But usually the type of pain medicines vets give are anti-inflammatories. They're not really narcotics. Dr. Kathy Brown says she's also seen people bring their pets in, claiming the animal's in pain with no evidence of a real problem. Dr. Brown owns Brentwood Animal Hospital on Federal Boulevard in Denver. She says if you're addicted, you don't care what you have to do to get it. Dr. Brown says she is now reluctant to prescribe pain patches to pets after hearing about addicts stealing them to get a fix. She goes, I know of more than one case where they jump over the fence and rip it off the animal and take it for themselves. The one woman in Kentucky admitted to police in 2012 that she intentionally cut her dog multiple times to get the opioid tramadol. Is that sick? Oh, my gosh. She cut her dog so she could get the opioid tramadol. She goes, I feel like a complete and total blank for doing that. Her name was Heather Pereira, she said during an interview with the police, according to the DenverChannel.com. A suspicious veterinarian turned her in. Good. She was convicted of a felony for attempting to obtain a controlled substance by fraud, false statement, and a misdemeanor. Oh, my gosh, that's only a misdemeanor. It should be felony charge. But they say it was a misdemeanor charge of misdemeanor torture of a dog or cat. I'm sorry. You lay a blade to your animal, felony. That really ticks me off. She was released on parole after serving a 3-month sentence. Then she spent 10 more months in prison for violating her parole. In Oregon, they say police arrested Natalia and Irina Korotiv in 2016 after finding puppies living in terrible conditions, and inside the home, they found thousands of tramadol pills. Investigators believe the suspects used the animals to get the powerful medication. Tramadol is a Schedule 4. It's an opioid agonist, so it takes the shape of an opioid. It hits the receptor of the brain, similar to opioids, so you get the same feeling. But you could still become addicted to it. So, in Colorado, veterinarians can access the state prescription database to see if a pet's owner has been busted for abuse of controlled substances. Now, I am against anybody messing with animals. I am against anybody taking medications from their animals. I'm against anybody hurting their animals for medications. But we do need to talk about some things honestly here. Veterinarians can access the state prescription database to see if a pet's owner has been busted for abuse of controlled substances. Now, to me, on the outset, that sounds good, right? On the outset, it's like, okay, good. So we can then tell if this is somebody who's a bad guy, bad girl, who's going to be, you know, hurting the pet or taking away medications or the treatment. But then on the other hand, a state prescription database is private. So if I, let's say, needed some Ambien for a long-distance trip, my veterinarian can access that. Keep in mind, people, that your prescriptions are not private, especially if they're controlled substances. If you need a pain pill, if you need hormones or controlled substances, those things could show up on the state prescription databases. So one thing that may be a concern that we have to be careful, you know, there's always, unfortunately, two sides to everything, is let's say you just had surgery. And it was a pretty bad surgery, you know. hip replacement, you know, heart replacement, whatever. And so you were given pain medications and a sleeping aid. Now your dog's sick. And your dog needs help. And so you take him to the vet, and the vet looks you up on the state prescription database, sees that you're on pain medications, and goes, nah, I'm not giving it to your dog. And you're like, well, wait a second. Don't hurt my dog. Don't, you know, make my dog suffer because I just had surgery. There's going to be a lot of explaining to do. Now, whenever my cats, you know, had to have their, spating or neutering or whatever, they were only given anti-inflammatories, and they did fine. The animals did fine. They did not need narcotics. But mind you, there are cases where animals do get run over by a car or something, and they will need something for pain. And so if you have a pain medication history, they may not get that. So we need to have a better plan on how to do this. What should come first is the pet. So how do you make sure the pet gets that medication? I know one thing a veterinarian office could do is say, have them come in and we'll do a once a day shot where we give the pet, that is one way we could do it. But most pain medications, they need something at night. You know, that may not work. So, a pharmacy employee at Dr. Fitzgerald's office said that she didn't realize a pet owner may have simply been seeking drugs for himself until she moved from another office and recognized a common customer. The guy would call every 2 weeks on the dot, asking for a refill, and it was a red flag. Then I accepted a job here, and I saw the same client coming here to the pharmacy to pick up Tramadol. I looked at his chart, and I could see for the past year he's been getting Tramadol filled here, too. So, the next question is, if you are a patient, if you are a person that needs medications, and you're listening to this going, okay, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, look, when I run out of my medication, I call my doctor. I try to call my doctor on the dot regularly so I don't run out. How do I not get red flagged? Because I really do have a pain medicine, a pain issue. So we've talked about this on the show, and we'll talk about it again. But if you are a person that is in chronic pain and you get pain medications, you are being red flagged when you're innocent. You're just in pain and you need your pain medications. And so there's a way to approach that with your doctor's office that keeps changing doctors all the time. You know, you, one, have your medical records. Two, you have listed what you've done. Three, you show an interest in not so much the pain medication, but dealing with the pain. But you tell them, look, but I have tried this and this has failed, and here's my medical record showing it's failed. And I feel bad for these people having to do the same story over and over again. You know, people say, well, you know, quote unquote, narcotic seekers, they lie. They'll put that they're allergic to ibuprofen. Well, can you blame them? Always being given ibuprofen every time they see a new doctor when they're like, it doesn't work. It's easier for them to say I'm allergic. So they start, you know, we need to make the pathway a little more structured so people who need their medication can get it. And people that don't and are trying to mess with the system can't. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.